Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the room, Conversations with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative and do not ask questions which are not related to religion. These gatherings are to have a direct conversation with Maitreya, and so we can learn this new teaching and realize how this indeed is from God. Keep the questions in its highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. We will conduct these sessions as we do our regular live sessions during the week. The differences are we do not read Maitreya's teachings, since Maitreya himself is here, and Maitreya is the person who will answer your questions in a conversational manner, not as a discourse as he did before. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room called Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously. If you would like Maitreya to answer your question as a discourse, request it to be answered that way, not in a conversational manner. Those who raise their hand will have priority and will be answered first. If there is no hand raised, the questions in text will be answered. If no hand is raised and there are no questions in text, Maitreya will explain the eternal divine path in our teachings. We will have this session for 1.5 hours. Shalom and welcome everyone.
Good morning everybody, and welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. Again, we will be together for 1.5 hours, and we will discuss the mission together, and I hope you will have questions for me that I can answer them. Of course, if you don't, that's okay. We have been answering the question for the last 25 years, and many questions have already been answered, and probably not much left to answer, but if still there are points you want to clarify about the mission and its teachings, you are welcome to raise your hand and ask a question. If you are a newcomer and you don't know about the teaching, we encourage you to go to our website and study them and become familiar with them, and then bring your questions here. Of course, there are many ways in the website to have your questions answered. And probably during the week, many people have told those who are new to the mission how they can reach those answers. Indeed, the world needs our teachings, and they have lost their ways in many ways. And no matter where you look, you can see that they are not following God's words. And indeed, it is time of amazing falling away from the truth and the scriptures and the word of God. And no matter where you look at the TV, you look at the world, you look at the state of the earth, and you see that there is definitely something has gone wrong, and humanity will go towards self-destruction if they do not stop and think and say, why are we in this state and why we are not in peace and unity and the wonderful place that everybody can grow physically, mentally and spiritually. Of course, our human part doesn't like this, because our human part wants unity, peace and tranquility and respect, and every aspect of human life that we long to, you know, fulfill. But then we look at the world to see there's no respect, there's no love, there's no unity, there's lots of destruction, and people do not understand each other, and those who even claim to be the guides of human and spiritual people, they act not according to scriptures and the word of God, and therefore they are not taking the people to God, but to a different direction. Now this revelation comes and teach humanity that they are united, they are unified, they are from one God, there is one world, one humanity, one Savior, one God. It is the Spirit of God that has brought all these revelations to humanity and unified them. And now He has sent the path that guides man to salvation physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, individually, and collectively. And of course, still human resists this revelation and these teachings, and we are struggling to get this message to humanity, but they are so attached to many, many things. Their teachings, their cultures, their language, their teachers. There are so many things human is attached that they cannot just shake that off and say, okay, I am free from all these narrowness of the mind and the smallness, and I will not listen to humans, but I listen to God. And no wonder that God has been struggling to get human back to Godhead, and they have been resisting it all along. And our work is to spread this message. Our message is very simple. I have found the Messiah. I found Messiah is here. That's all we have to do. Tell them, of course, they will think you are crazy, you know. They thought the disciples of Christ were crazy. And they said also the same thing to the world, and the world, of course, could not believe it. And they, of course, instead of listening to Christ, they crucified Him, and they had a hard time to make the human to follow the message that Christ brought. But of course this time is different. God has promised for sure this time is the time of bringing the kingdom on earth, and maybe this upheaval and destruction is a part of that plan. And not maybe, it is. For sure. And the only thing we have to do is let the human know that the last revelation of God has come to humanity. All religions of the world are unified, and we are here to serve this with all our heart, mind, and spirit, and be mindful that if we have given a mission, be concentrated on that and not be wavering or other attractions or pulls that takes us away from the main purpose that we have been called to serve this mission. And if we are wavering, of course, we waver forever, and we will not be able to completely dedicate ourselves to the call. And therefore, the number is few, but we are also strong and dedicated, and there are people that they are here now that will see this mission and the message and see vision right away. If the people who come to the mission, they don't see the vision right away, and they have a lot of, you know, resistance seeing it, probably they will not see it for a long time. We have to help them as much as we can, but we have to reach even a greater degree those who will listen. So the message is the same thing. The message is eternal divine path. The message is the fulfillment of the prophecies. The message is that we have a viable revelation, a miracle of message for humanity. And this message, of course, unifies our religions together and shows how God is sending them to humanity. And now we are here to let them know, yes, God indeed exists in the first place. He has set a special way to live, to grow, to dedicate ourselves to the community, to our family, to our God, and not follow everything that is not godly, and at the same time believing that we are following God. And if we accept His ways, then we purify ourselves. We will not waver from His ways, and we will teach other people also what is the correct way to go to God. It's to be a good person. It means to be in the family, in the community. No matter how you heal, how much you power you have, how much you think, you know, you are spiritual, if you are not setting up families and setting up communities, if you are not a good person, if you are not dedicating yourself to the eternal divine path, all those things are not from the Spirit of God. So there is a lot of attraction going on in the world. Actually, we were watching some, you know, channel that these people were healing people like one after another, but the spirit in it wasn't the Spirit of God. It reminds me of, you know, the scripture that says, many will come to you, to me, and tell me that I heal in your name, and I say, I know you not, you know, because you are not doing the will of God. And these humans, these people should be guided, should be, you know, told that they have to follow the eternal divine path. That is godly. That is the way to do it. Not create the emotional environment that makes people, you know, emotionally get involved and not understand the deeper level of God's ways. So we have the correct way of going to God. The way of God is not to gain power. The way of God is to become a good person, create the comeness of life, create a pure marriage, and then dedicate yourself to the communities, to God. And this is not just words that come here and goes to the air and vanishes for nothing, but they are the bread of life and the truth of life. We have to go back to family, to good environment, to community, and not only in one nation, in one culture, but all over the earth. Create places that people are feel safe and peaceful. Not so much destruction and wars and all the problems that we have on earth right now. And who is going to do that? You are going to do it. We are going to do it. We have to reach out in every possible ways to get this message out. The message is simple. There is one God, one humanity. The Spirit of God is one who sent all these revelations to man, and they have only one planet Earth to live in, and actually the planet Earth is really a dust in the universe, and it's not really that important in the scheme of the things, but at the same time, you know, that's all we have, one planet Earth. And if we reach to the space, of course, we will have unlimited resources, and we can even, you know, improve our standard of living. Therefore, all the these are given to for humanity to plug this themselves. Even science is becoming closer and closer to our teachings, what we teach. We talked about the new theory that have come up, it's called a string theory in science, that they have come eventually, they say something is smaller even than quarks and other elements they have found in atom, which they call it the strings, and they are millions of billions smaller than atom itself. And then, of course, that string, according to the vibration of that string, different elements are created. That's what we were saying all the time, that the whole universe is vibration. And according to different vibration, different elements are created. And then, of course, they came up with the five different theory for the string theory. And that didn't work. That it has to be, if there is an absolute oneness in the universe, there should be only one string, one theory. So they eventually realized that five string or five theory really is a resonate or a reflection of the one string. Therefore, they are reaching God, they are reaching that unified theory of the universe, that there was one string, and when it resonates, of course, it reflects like it's reflecting on different mirror with a different angle. So it sounds like there are five, but it's only coming from the one source. So they eventually have reached, there is one God, there is one law in the universe. An interesting thing is they call this last realization the M theory. I'm wondering why from all the alphabet they choose M. Does anybody know what that M stands for? Does it stand for the mission of Maitreya? Or does it stand for Maitreya? Isn't that interesting? That from the whole alphabet, the 26 or 20 of them, they choose the M theory, that is exactly explains our theory, that yeah, there is consciousness, one unified theory, and that consciousness created everything, and everything is created by vibration, because vibration comes from Rajaguna, and Rajaguna is the movement or element in the universe that creates vibration. And now, of course, the science also have reached to the same conclusion, that there is one source that everything has been created, and from that five theory has been vibrating in the universe. And what's that five theories that they have come up with? Can you say that is ether, air, luminous, liquid and solid factor in the universe? Because the original vibration or a string reflects five vibration in the universe, which creates the five elements in the universe. And by this we can see the science becoming so close with the theory that we have been talking about for last 25 years. And now, not only they come so close, they call the theory the M theory. Of course, if you look at the greatest sign, in the middle of the greatest sign, there is a dot and an M in the middle of it, which is Om, and that is the original sound created in the universe. And we can see science is closer to God than many of these religious people out there that will believe in dogmas and misunderstanding and man-made theories and a narrowed religion that they think, you know, their religion is better than the other religion, although they all say it came from the same God, but all of them said, no, my religion is the only one. How can all come from God and your religion is the only one? And when you look at the scriptures, most of them based on the Bible and the revelation before them, Bible clearly says there's going to be seven churches, seven revelations, seven truths will come to humanity. And only then, when the seventh truth revealed, the whole mystery of God is finished. We see that even science is confirming that, yes, indeed, the mission has revealed the truth about the creation, and science now confirms it and called it the M theory. And that again should make a lot of scientists think, okay, well, they should listen to this revelation and see what do we say about the creation, how creation was created. You know, they had a problem with unifying the quantum theory with the gravity for years. We solved that 25 years ago. And we explained this, how gravity is the collection of the mass which creates the gravity, and God created the mass, and that's when the gravity comes. And of course in the smaller scale, the quantum theory is the creation of consciousness and atom and everything that is there. It was solved 25 years ago. Now they have coming to the same conclusion. Yes, okay, there is that one a string or one vibration which reflects itself to five, and the whole creation is created, and there are millions of billions of times smaller than atom. And of course we are having a hard time to see atom. So the conclusion is you can never see, probably you never would be able to see these strings, because there are millions of billions of times smaller than atom itself. In another way, you cannot explain God. You cannot see God. And again, even in the scientific way, we can see the mission have explained the universe and have revealed the mystery of God to humanity. The mission have explained religions of the world, and many, many truths. Actually, many times you look at any lecture or any sad song in previous times, you see there have been so much truth to the rebuilding the mission that it's amazing that we have so few people still in the mission. Then the mystery has been given to humanity, and the way to peace and unity have been revealed to them, and still we have people who have come to this room and they say they know better than us what is correct and what's not. And they still resist us and try to tell us we're wrong or come here and disturb the peace. And they indeed do this to their own souls, because they are opposing the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of God here, and they do not realize and recognize this, and they think, you know, it is fun or it is something they do is correct, which is not, and they are doing it to their own peril. So we can see if the really look at the mission, we can see that there is nothing that is not been revealed by God in this revelation, that mystery of God indeed has finished. And the only thing for us to leave is to understand the depth of what is being revealed to humanity. And yes, God is everything. You want to refute that? You know, that's fine. you can say God is not everything. That doesn't make any difference. You know, what our opinions are, the truth is, even science is just were explaining, coming to the same conclusion that there is one unified theory in the universe and everything have come from that unitar. Then, well, everything is pure and divine, even what in human mind might not look divine, and they are. Well, because, you know, there is nothing that is bad in the universe. It is human conceptions that think something is impure. Even they use whatever is impure and they analyze them in the laboratories and they find them, they are just chemicals, minerals. You know, atoms. If there's nothing bad, then you are people telling me to be respectful. Well, respectful, being respectful is an attitude of humans toward other humans. Not being respectful, you know, is not being godly. And that is the only beings in the universe can have not be godly. And that's human, and that is because he has a choice to choose God or not. If you choose God, then you are godly. If you not choose God, then you are not. But it's not bad to you. Bad to you what? How could not be godly if everything is God? Yeah, that is true. That is the discussion we have been saying, that the only thing is not godly in the universe is ego. And ego, of course, really does not exist, because it is illusion of separation from God. If it's illusion of separation from God, how can then it exist? Because illusion is really doesn't exist. But that illusion, which is called Maya, or separation from God, is so strong that it is true to those they are in that illusion. Yeah, everything is God but the illusion of separation of God. Then you cannot say that everything is God. Yes, I can. You are contradicting yourself. No, it is a very fine understanding of God, which is everything, and the illusion or delusion of being separated from Him, which is so strong that it seems true to those that are in it. And therefore, ego, although does not really exist in the sense of a material thing, but it is that separation from God, and therefore, to those who are in it, it exists. How to think that something separate from God, if God is everything? Now, if you were listening, it is a very fine understanding that illusion means, although it doesn't exist, we think it does exist, and therefore we do not believe, you know, it doesn't exist for people who are realized, but for those who are not, it exists. What does everything mean? Everything means the creation, the elements in the universe, you, me, your beings, this computer, the water, air, luminous, solid factor, everything in the universe that has been created and is tangible or untangible, like air and ether, are God. There is nothing that is not been created by God and with God, and but the elements in the universe created by Him. Therefore, that is what we mean with everything. We do not mean with the illusion of separation from God. That's the only thing you can say is not God, and that is that illusion that is called Maya in many religions, and it is so powerful that it seems so true to the humanity. Just like if you are looking at an atom and you look at the solid factor, the reason it is solid is because the electrons and other elements that moves around the center, it moves so fast that it makes it look solid. The faster they go around the nucleus, the more solid the matter looks or feels. Therefore, this is an illusion. This is not really solid. It's scientifically, you know, proven. But we think it is solid because there's such a deep delusion of the reality of the universe. You know, if you had told somebody 100 years ago, no, this solid table is not really solid. It's made of atoms, which has many airs between the, you know, elements that goes around the center. That's really, there is more a space even in solid factor than there is the solidity. So we can see that, you know, you are in delusion even in this state. And recently only we realized that the universe is created with atom. For years they thought only there are electrons and protons and elements of the three elements in the atom. And then recently they started smashing them and they found even smaller parts. And now, of course, as you know, as he is saying, he's watching the interesting series on the string theory called the Astonishing Universe. No, not astonishing, the Elegant Universe was cool. And if you watch that series, at the end, they call the last theory or last realization the end theory from all the 26 alphabet in English language. They choose M. What that M stands for? This is the story that we brought 26 years ago, 25 years ago. So we can say that that is been resolved. So we can see even atom and the things we think is are solid, we are in delusion, because we did not know the truth behind them, and now we do. That's exactly what ego is. Ego think it exists. Ego think it is separated from God. Ego think God doesn't exist. That's what we said. God is an experience. Just like a science is an experience. And M stands for Maitreya. Einstein had tried to unify all four main yeah, that's exactly what, yeah, Einstein didn't do it. Where he was not able to come to that conclusion, you know. Why do you think they came with the name M, with the word M, from all 26 words, and they came, of course, they don't know it. I'm not saying they came and said, okay, M means Maitreya. But probably God inspired the person who put that name. Why M? Why not something else? But anyway, Einstein wasn't able to unify this. And we, of course, we talked about this for last 25 years. But they cannot call this God. They cannot say this is the God theory. It is not that if I am happy if they put it after me. That is again God's doing. That is again reveals to humanity that this revelation has explained this theory 25 years ago. Now they are coming up with this explanation. This was explained 25 years ago, and that is another confirmation for you and humanity to realize this revelation is from God, and realize that you should stop opposing the mission and fighting this revelation, and come and realize that you have come to the correct place, that God is telling you He exists. He's doing all this thing. He said He's going to do all this thing, and He did. He said He's going to send this revelation that will unify all religions and explain everything He has done. Therefore, if you are from other religion, or if you are an atheist, you can see God is telling you, I do exist. You know, you might have rejected the religions, illogical religions which are on earth before this religion, but now that this logical religion, which is even explains science to you, you have to say, yeah, okay, I'm no longer an atheist, because God said He's going to do this thing, and He has done it, because what Maitreya says is based on science and logic. Therefore, I have to meditate, I have to experience God, and then I will know God exists. God is not an intellectual discussion. You know, that is what your problem is, refuter. You are trying to refute something that cannot be discussed intellectually, but have to be experienced. And we can go and discuss this for to the end of the universe, and it still will not come to the conclusion that who is right, who is wrong, because we are trying to explain something intellectually which cannot be fathomed. Just like tell a scientist, show me their strings. He already said, I cannot show you their strings. That is a string theory. Theory means just an idea that sounds correct. And of course, in the case of God, it is not a theory, because many people have experienced God. Many people have connected to God. Many people have come to humanity that said, yeah, there is a spirit. Know thyself to know God. Meditate. And therefore, you know, you want to argue or refute something. It's not arguable. It's not refutable. You have to experience it. The only thing I can tell you is start following the eternal one. First of all, read our teaching and see how God said He's going to do many things, and He has done it. If you have a slightest logic, if somebody says they are going to do something and they have done them, you will come to the conclusion, yes, such a person exists. I cannot say I'm going to move this cup from here to here, and then I do move it, and the conclusion is I do exist. And if I exist, then the only way for you to know is to go and find out. I'm not an atheist. Then why do you call yourself atheist or refuter? I see. I hate atheists. It's a passion. But you don't have to hate them, as somebody is writing there right now. You know, even God created atheists. So, how can you, if God is everything, you cannot hate anything. Because even atheist is a part of God. So, you are going a lot of questions on the screen, so you have to go slower if you want to. According to you, hating is not bad. Well, there is time to hate. You should hate the bad action, but not hate the person. The person, the essence of the person is God, therefore we cannot hate that. But if a person is a bad person or doing something ungodly, you have to hate the action of that person. You said nothing is bad. I didn't say nothing is bad. I said everything is God. And the bad thing only comes through ego. Yes, the creation, there is nothing bad in creation, in the manifested universe, in God. There is nothing bad. The only thing is bad in the universe is ego, which is the delusion of separation from God, And from ego comes bad action. So you have to recognize and realize our teachings. You understand the depth of what we are talking about. Then you will not argue, but will rejoice that such a wonderful thing. It is a deed, but the bad action is not ego. Yeah, but the only way you can have a bad action if you have ego. If you have, if you don't have ego, you won't do bad action because you and God are one, and God does not do bad thing. It's doing, and it exists. Yeah, it does exist. When you act something through ego, it does exist. It is not godly. That's why the ungodly thing exists in the universe. And therefore, the only thing in the universe is bad and you should hate and try to get rid of is E-G-O. That's all. You cannot hate anybody, their essence. You can hate their actions, which come from ego. You can hate their ignorance, which creates disunity and destruction. Didn't I ever have? Yes, I when I came to the United States, I joined Ananda Marga, and the teacher of Ananda Marga is Sri Sri Ananda Murti, and he is called Baba, and. He is the sixth seal in our teachings, and I don't know if he was really, well, depends how you define master, but he did teach me many things, and the first thing he taught me that God is everything actually, and I recognized that in my first meditation. That's what I said, you recognize this thing with experience. You cannot argue about them. You say, yeah, God is not everything. Okay, that's an opinion. There are many people who have experienced God. They say God is it. Say that God is God. That it is. Then you say that it is God because it exists. Okay, does God ego exist? So okay, you mean if ego is God? No, ego is not God. The only thing it is in this universe which is not God. Is ego. Ego really doesn't exist. It is an illusion, and illusion just like in a desert when you see water and it looks so much like water, and when you have a mirage, when you see mirage, you think it's really water. If you have ever been in the desert, it looks like a lake, and then you go and you try to go and have some water, and as you get closer it vanishes, it's not there anymore. So we can see that although it seems it exists and is true, then ego must be God to you, because well, okay, you can keep saying these things, but it's your opinion and ideas, atheist, refuter. You have to lesson, stop just blurting all these words out instead of just sitting back and realizing the truth. Actually, I'm not able to access the website. Okay, I believe that God is not like anything. Well, that is opinion. That is not the truth. The truth is that people have recognized and realized that God is everything. I have heard of Ananda Murti, I think. Okay. And Krishna. He's not everything. Alright. Okay. We're not here to argue with you. You can keep your opinion, but the truth of it is that He is everything. No, I did not study in India. I came to this country. Actually, I was an atheist myself when I came to this country because they couldn't show me God. I asked them, show me God, I believe. They couldn't. God was up there. I was born in Tehran, so it was an Islamic country, but they couldn't show me God. So, but then I got initiated with Ananda Murti. The first meditation, it was very clear God was everything, and actually I came I was in a dormitory, and then came down, I was grabbing people and I said, can't you see God is everything? And they could not see that at all. So let me see. Yeah, well, actually I was initiated with a teacher from Ananda Marga through Ananda Murti. So understanding that God is everything is an experience. Can you understand me? I'm not able to access the link. Okay. How come you're not able to access the link? It's been put there. Okay. But this is a great contradiction on your part. No, there is no contradiction, atheist. It is a realization that has to come with experience. It's just like asking, explain God. God is not explainable. People have been trying to explain God for centuries. They have written books, volumes of books. They have not succeeded. But a yogi or a priest or a saint or a Sufi or a Kabbalist meditates and suddenly jumps up joy and says, I'm Allah. Me and God are one. There is no separation between us. I have no ego left. We are one. See, just like that person in the laboratory, he puts something and looks through it in the microscope and say, yeah, look, there are things in the water we couldn't see before. Now we can. Now, can she explain to you what the atom is? Yeah, probably. But you have to look in the microscope to see it. To see, oh yeah, I can see it. Right, you were right. That water seems so clean, but there's so many things moving in it. I didn't know. That's exactly how God's realization is. You have to experience God. And that experience is through meditation, through closing your eyes, through quieting your senses, through rhythmic breathing with a mantra. And of course the mantra, the universal mantra that we have is Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. Breathe in Hari Om Shri Hang. Experience the stillness between breathing and breathing out, and breathe out Om Nam Kevalam. Experience the stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Then again, breathing Hari Om, Shri Hang, bring out Om Nam Kevalam. Experience that stillness. That stillness, if you experience that stillness is God. So, we have given you the way to experience that God, but we cannot prove it to you in intellectual way. Okay? God is not a discussion, it is an experience by a person. To say God is everything and then to say ego exists, but to say that ego is not God is not you're not listening, atheist. I didn't say ego exists. We said ego is an illusion, doesn't exist, is a mirage. Okay? A mirage, it seems so true. You think, yes, there is water there, but when you go there, you see it's not. My favorite was Jay Krishnamurti, also a person with the understanding. Yeah, Krishnamurti had a lot of truth like everybody else, but he was not Maitreya and he was not the seventh angel. He realized that himself and refused to follow the theosophical society, and he backed off from their misunderstanding, which wanted to groom him as a Maitreya. And Maitreya has to fulfill the prophecies. Maitreya has to come from God. He should know the scripture. He should bring the unity of our religion. He has to have a revelation. It's not something people can groom somebody and say, yes, you are the one, but it has been chosen by God. So Theosophical Society was trying to replace God by themselves. And Krishnamurti realized that and said, no, I'm not going to do this. It's just not correct. And he was right. He was absolutely correct on that. And of course, he was a very good, high soul. And actually, even taking that step, not accepting their, you know, assumptions, shows he was a great soul and a great being. And of course, he has a lot of truth. But he's very intellectual person, and that's what it appears to many intellectual people, and he has revealed a lot of truth to humanity. But of course, he didn't open the seventh seal. He didn't reveal the unification of our religion, and that has been done, of course, here with this mission. And now it has been given to humanity. The truth of everything you want to know is in this revelation and to humanity. People know atoms exist before they saw them with microscope. Yeah, but at the same time, many people didn't believe in them, and they say, no, you are incorrect. There is not such a thing as atom, and until they showed them. Then, of course, everybody said, yeah, now I can see it. That's exactly happened to you. If you meditate and you continue your meditation, eventually you see that you don't actually exist, which is ego. God exists. God is everything. And then you see there is no place that God does not exist. And that's exactly what science has come to the same conclusion, that everything has come from the same vibration, same source, and everything is vibration in the universe. Everything is movement. And that's what we have been saying many years, that vibration or is the Rajaguna in the universe, the movement, the mutative force. We have been talking about mutative force for, you know, years now. And by understanding this, of course, are you the incarnation Christ of Jesus, or yes, I have the Sagnaid Mata in my hands, and there are signs in my body that shows that, you know, there is a relationship between Christ and this person. And of course, in our belief, only the Spirit of God comes through the prophets and messengers of God. There is only one Spirit. That's why we say one world, one humanity, one Savior, which is the Spirit of God, and one God. With this realization, we are one human. There is one world we are living in. We have to get together and protect it. And we, and one revealer of all the revelations, and one God. But God exists before everything else. Okay? Free to ask a question? Okay, who said the atomic doesn't exist? Tell us. Okay, there have been many people that they couldn't see atom. Okay? And they thought, actually, the idea of atom was known to Greeks, and Aristotle and his followers all were talking about there is an element in the universe called atom, and everything has been created from it. But it was a theory, it was a philosophy by them. And many people, you know, even didn't think about it and didn't accept what they said. Until the 20th century, that they came and they eventually were able to see atom, and they said, oh, okay, now we can see it. Yeah, they were right. You know, those Greek people were not absolutely crazy. So there was a lot of people didn't accept or believe in the theory of atom from, you know, Greek philosophers. So the just like a string theory is, some people call it philosophy. It is a theory. It is not really proven. And there are some people in quantum physics and gravity, you know, studies that still say it is a theory. It is not something they believe. So later on, who knows, maybe in a couple of hundred years or a couple of you know, 10 years or something, in half a century or something, they might come up with a special instrument that they can look at the strings and the vibration, and they eventually realize not only this is a string theory, they are also, you know, made of consciousness and three creative forces. They haven't got there yet. They say it is a string, but that the string is made of. They haven't gone beyond that. We already are beyond that. Of course, they cannot call that God, because the moment it is God, they say God, then they're not scientists anymore. They become a mystic. Andy, thanks for letting me into today, because usually I'm restricted from, okay? But I'm glad to be here today, okay? So don't listen anymore, please, okay? But can you talk a little about sensation, perception, interpretation, your thought in identification, reaction, behavior? Oh boy. Okay, you can talk about sensation. Okay, sensation. There is a book called Indo. If you go to our website, it's called Universe and Man. It talks about the elements and the electricity and the senses and sensation, how they are carried from our senses to our brain, and how eventually they are perceived. Perception, the next one of the sensation is touch and smell and sight, and those things are carried from our senses with the electricity, which actually electricity is very intelligent. It has intelligence in it. That's why they can create computers, because, you know, electricity can be, you know, programmed to zeros and ones, and then of course they can, you know, come to computer and they can write program and all that. So sensation is carried by electricity to our brain, which the cheetah in the brain forms the formation of the sensation, and the aham tattva or rajaguna takes that sensation or formation of cheetah and take it to aham tattva, which is the rajaguna, and of course maham tattva is the decision making part of the brain, and it says, okay, for example, if you touch this table, this desk, your sensation is sent to cheetah. Cheetah forms the sensation. Rajaguna takes it to the maham tattva, and maham tattva says, oh, this is the surface of this table. And then, of course, according to your chakra interpretation, is according to your chakra or level of your consciousness, then your maham tattva decides what to do with it. If you are an intelligent, intellectual person, you say, okay, I can put my paper on it and take a pencil and write in a story or use it for a good purpose. If your consciousness is low, you say, well, I can take a knife and make a, you know, and cut my name on it. It depends upon your consciousness, that your interpretation come from the level of the consciousness or chakra you are in, and you react, or maham tattva decide what to do. And therefore, you identify yourself with that action or who you are. It's your perception of who you are. You know, if you're in lower consciousness, you say, well, the only thing I can do is just, you know, carve my name on the tree or on the table. If you're in higher consciousness, you say, okay, I can use the tree for, you know, creating better air for my environment and put more trees in it. So you can see difference in reaction. Again, it depends upon your level of consciousness, and because where your consciousness is, you behave accordingly. So all those things are related together, and if you go to that book called Universal Man, you will understand this thing in a greater degree. Go ahead, Max. Okay, the question is, he says he's shy. All right, who wrote though? God wrote though. God have prophesied that there is going to be a book sealed with the seventh seal, and only the person can open that book is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Of course, everybody knows the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is the person who genealogy goes to King David and Adam. And of course, my genealogy does go to King David and Adam. And therefore, every person who has that genealogy is a potential to open that book. Of course, not only that person has to have that genealogy, also he should have fulfilled the prophecies of his coming. And of course, there is a huge section in our website that talks about the prophecies is fulfilled through Maitreya, through me, and through the mission. And therefore, God have given everybody all the necessary credential to recognize that, yes, indeed, what I say is from God, that this revelation is revealed by God to humanity, and they have no choice but to accept this. And first, God exists, because he said he's going to do this thing, and he has done them, and now it is here, and it is up to you to go prove it yourself, prove the Spirit, and eventually realize the truth. Yes, it makes sense, it is logical, it's based on logic and science and evolution and everything that humanity have realized or brought to human to this point and beyond. We are even beyond scientists. They haven't recognized their tribunas and consciousness yet. They are still behind us, but they are getting close. They are getting very close. And they cannot call what they actually realize God, because, as I said, they can't be scientists anymore. The moment they say, oh, it is God, they're mystic. They no longer can say they are scientists. And okay, and so you can see that you have to have the, you cannot even come. If I had brought the dough and a seal, of course, hadn't had those prophecies fulfilled, you know, you might not accept who I am. But of course, some people, as Brad says, he know me by dough, and he just loved dough, and he read dough, and he says, wow, that makes sense. And he accepted, and he didn't need all those prophecies and genealogy. That's another way to recognize who this person is, and his revelation makes sense. So in a brief, they have been prophesied this book will come. It is in scriptures. God said the Lion of Tribe of Judah will open it, and God said when the seventh seal opened, all the mystery of God will be finished. They all have done and are done here for you to recognize, realize, study, and progress in it, and eventually accept, yes it is, and then answer the call. Answer the call is purify yourself, recognize and realize our teachings, start practicing the practices God has given for you, and progress in your spiritual journey, follow the eternal divine path, come and join the mission in a greater degree and the capacity you can, and therefore become a child of God, become an elect, become one of the people who are the solution of the problems of humanity and earth, and spread this message to other people, awaken them to realize that yes, indeed, God has sent another revelation and truth to humanity, and is calling them to come and gather and bring the kingdom of God to earth. And with joy and unity, understand the wonderful, you know, earth that God has created it, and he has prophesied, he has sent all this religion separately, and now we have all put together. Where does negativity come from? Okay, negativity comes from ego. Ego is negative. Ego is separated from God. Negativity comes from not being united by God, and therefore you feel separated from God. When you are separated from God, you feel helpless, you feel abandoned, you feel everybody is not good, and therefore you become negative. You see negativity in the life, you can see negativity in other people, and therefore you cannot see the truth. So yes, therefore the problem, the whole problem in the universe and human life is ego. If we can get rid of ego, then God comes through. When God comes through, we are not attached, we are not afraid, we are not negative, we are not fearful. You know, even some people come here and I say they are afraid of, you know, death. You know, just death is a very deep sleep. And really, that all there is into, you know, death. Death, when you really fall asleep in a very deep level. Are you afraid of sleep? You know, have you ever seen anybody who sleeps, he wakes up and says, well, it was terrible. I had a good sleep. Have you ever heard anybody come and say that to you, that I slept so good like a baby. That was terrible. If you realize that death is really a deep sleep, and that is why when we come back as a child, we had the deepest sleep we ever had, and we are fresh and young, and our body is ready to grow up and be positive, and have. Of course, as we grow up more and more, we become more tired and more tired, and eventually, at the end, we reach a point we have to leave this body because it got too tired. We have to go a deeper sleep again to come back again later and be incarnated in a new body, and then we take good deeper sleep. So look at the death as a deeper sleep. We actually practice this. When you want to go to bed, say, okay, sleep is really death. I'm going to die. I'm going to go to sleep and die for 8 hours, 5 hours, or whatever. You know, don't try to put yourself to sleep, but go to sleep with that ideation. You will have a very good sleep, and you wake up and say, actually, you're surprised. Well, I was supposed to be dead, and you wake up and say, wow, that was a good, refreshing sleep. So, even death is not something to be afraid of. It's the deepest sleep, and nobody is afraid of sleep. Of course, unless you have nightmare, and that is, of course, something you have to, if you cannot sleep and you have a nightmare, is the best thing to meditate. Meditation itself is a deep sleep. It's a deep sleep with the awareness of what's happening. That's why, you know, after you meditate for a while, you become more aware and you need less sleep, and when you sleep very deep. So you can see that self-realization, God's realization, and realization of these teachings, and all these things that God has revealed to us help us in our life to become positive, to not be afraid of death, live a productive life, come and join the community of life, help one another, create an environment that, you know, everybody realizes and recognizes this thing in a deeper level, and teaches to humanity, and let them know, this is a wonderful universe, let's come together, let's get together, and stuff. You know, scratching each other's face and destroying one another and create such a destructive earth. Let's come and realize this thing in a deeper level and see how wonderful it is, and create an environment that, you know, we can bring God or a spirit to our relationships, to our community, to our brothers and sisters, to whole earth, and create an environment that people can see these things are clearly, nicely, create an environment that everybody have the physiological and safety needs taken care of, so they can meditate more, they can understand this thing in deeper level, they can share with each other this teaching And instead of talking about mundanity and lower things, they talk about God and these realizations, and always give the credit to God. God is the doer, God is everything. Therefore the ego doesn't get involved that I am the doer. I am the person doing this thing. Therefore it gets big ego and becomes separated and fall off and feel disconnected and become negative and destructive to themselves and others, and they want to be praised for little thing they do or know, and with that of course separation become greater between people and in the community, and it creates, you know, a greater degree of, you know, self-centeredness and falling away, and disunity will occur. Therefore give the credit to God and understand such a wonderful thing that is on earth for us to recognize, realize, and bring to ourselves and humanity, and unify ourselves. Learn the path of unification. See what actions or what expectation separates you from other people, and then you do those things, you don't feel the unity anymore, and you feel that you are falling away from them, and you cannot become one. And you will realize this teaching helps you. It teaches you how not to become self-centered, not to take the credit, not to be clinging to other people and expecting they fulfill your desires that ego demands. If you become self-sufficient and receive your desires and longing and clinging from God, and God is makes you self-sufficient, and you no longer need, you know, receive your, you know, attachments and desires from other people, you will become free from, you know, those clinging and desires, and therefore you see the reality and your relationship with the people clearly and very in a crystal way, and you can have a very beautiful relationship with other people without trying to bound them to your desires and your wants. It is your desire to bound them and to make them do what you want them to do. It is not their thing, it is your clinging desire that you want them to do what you want them to do. And that is not God's will. If you let God come through, you will ask for the people to do what God wants them to do. Actually, you help them to do their duties, their calling, instead of taking them away from their duties and their calling, because it is your desire to have friends, to have somebody companionship, or to not let them do what they are supposed to do. If you fulfill yourself by God and absolutely, you know, fill yourself with His Spirit and love, you don't need those clanging and desires and wants. You give the credit to God, and you ask yourself to do the God's will, and you ask other people to do the God's will, and therefore you will have a relationship based on God, not in personal longings and desires, and that brings unity. Again, we can see this path brings the most wonderful way people can have relationship with each other, based on God, based on His will, not my will, but His will be done. And with this realization, we can have a beautiful environment that everybody is helping everybody to become more godly, more aware of their own duty and calling, and receive help from other people also to do the will of God, and after a while everybody is supporting everybody's calling and godly actions. We will have an environment based on a wonderful dance instead of creating an environment. This is a struggle between little egos with each other. And of course, ego separates, ego bring negativity, ego brings destruction, ego brings separation, and ego destroys any community or relationship between humans. And we can see again, the only problem on the in the universe is ego. And ego is the illusion of separation from God, but that illusion is so strong, so powerful, that most people are not even aware of it. Actually, they sometimes think they're doing the will of God, when really they are following the longing of ego. And that is 99.99% of humanity. And they don't even realize their action, their desires, their wants, and their longing is in the way of God. And by meditation and becoming more aware of self and realizing one's calling, nobody should be at the, you know, at your back to tell you, you know, what should be done for God. You should see your calling clearly, and everybody's calling is different than everybody else. Everybody's capacity is different than everybody else. Some people can do a little and their calling is a little. Some people can do great and their calling are great. There is nobody higher, nobody lower. The only difference is, what is my capacity? What is my calling? But do your best. Do the best you can do in your calling and the capacity that God has given you. So becoming aware of self, becoming aware of the ego, becoming aware of our longing, becoming aware of our ungodly part that is not pure enough, is a great understanding of all these things. And of course, the eternal divine path do help and bring a realization to humanity, and the shatters ego. You know, the first step in the eternal divine path, of course, is meditation. Awaken up your spiritual forces. That is the mystical path, and that covers, you know, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and many, many other religions or teachings that says, know thyself to know God. Be a still that and know that God is in you and you are one with Him. You really don't exist. God exists. And of course, after that, comes of light. Comes of light will help you progress amazingly, you know. And if you really create an environment that people can come and see their ego clearly, they can be helped tremendously to realize their longing for companionship, their longing for creating environment that they get their will to be done instead of the will of God to be done. And after a while, they see themselves very clearly, because living with other people is not easy, because they also have ego, and the egos clash, and egos, you know, come to modify itself in the environment that other ego exists. And after a while, you know, egos become very modified, and of course with these teachings and understanding of ourselves, we even become in a greater degree aware of how we are in the way of God. And ego is in the way of God, actually, because we do not let the purity of God come through, and therefore we become the way of God. We don't follow God. We have our own will, and we leave. Even some people left the mission because, you know, their ego couldn't handle it. They wanted to change everything according to their understanding, according to their will, and not God's will, and therefore they felt, you know, no, I'm going to take my ego and go. Some people even said that dying, which really, that is the death of ego. And a lot of people, when they meditate and they progress in their spiritual path, they have a feeling of they are dying, you know, actually. And that is not really a death, it's a death of ego, and it's another trick of ego to make you afraid and not follow and eventually get rid of it. And be aware of these things, and let all the obstacles in the way of God go away, open yourself to his energy and spirit. You have seen the vision, you have seen the truth of this revelation, you have seen this indeed have been prophesied to come to earth. All religions are unified, the path is given, even science now is close to what we have been saying for the last 25 years, and so there is nothing really not covered. All the question has been answered. For last probably 5-6 period of this week, Saturday discussions, we haven't had any questions. There is not much question left. Those who have been here, they have asked the question. The people who come ask the question, they're usually new people and have not studied our teachings or have not come gone to our website to see if their question has been already answered. And the question actually is a repetitive kind of a question, which is okay. We don't mind to repeat the question, but you can see even the questions are answered. Science is explained. Religions are unified. Prophecies are fulfilled. Seven seas open. We are in the brink of the next phase of God's plan. This is the end time. This is when humanity will be sundered. Those who have been called for will be incarnated again and again, and we are going toward creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to come and join this wonderful journey that we will have together, or do you want to keep your ego, your little religion, or your little understanding? That is really the question all of us have to ask ourselves. Should I be afraid of a little thing in my life, or say, no, I'm going to go to the limb and jump to the bandwagon and become a part of God's plan? And if you decide to do that, of course, you know the procedure, how the mission asks you to go step by step toward it and create the communist of light wherever you are. Spread the mission. There are many books have been donated to many places, and the question is why there is no response, and how come these people are not really responding to such a wonderful revelation that they have received. So we have to find out follow up the things you do. If you donate a book or something, follow what happened to it. Who has it? Are they using them? How are they using them? Who is using them? And if you see who using them, maybe get in touch with them to see, how did they like it? What were they like? Why didn't like? And how did it affect them? It is a kind of a intelligent way to spread the mission at the same time, follow up the things you do, and let the elect see the vision. Of course, we do not expect everybody to see the vision, but those who are elects or who have been called for this mission, they come, they see, they say, it is wonderful, I love it. And of course, those who see it and they see it wonderful and they love it, they should not get discouraged if not very many people come and join, which is okay. It's God's plan, it's God's revelation, it's God's mission, and we have to recognize and realize that there is no compulsion in religion. People have to take it, study it, become one with it, and eventually come and join it. Of course, we are asking to get rid of your ego. That is not easy. Ego is so tricky. Ego is so subtle. Ego is very, very powerful delusion. And those even who think they are in a mission and are godly, they still have their ego with them. They admit it themselves, actually. Most of them say, I know I have ego still left. But the whole idea is eventually get rid of it and see our will is so strong that is in the way of God's will. His understanding is these things, of course, you will progress tremendously. You become an elect. You eventually become the Son of God. And that is the promise that God gave to every man, woman and child. Those who will overcome will become my son and my children, and they will be with me in the kingdom. They will be with me forever, one, with absolute oneness, no separation from God. That is the promise that God has given. That is the promise that mission gives you, that if you overcome, you will become a son of God. I leave you all to God. Be well. Meditate on this word. Go to our website. Understand our teachings. And if God wills, we will see you next week again. Saturday at 10 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. Shalom, everybody.